or necessity. I want it stopped and curtailed immediately. I think that there's far too much of this. Whoever's responsible allowing two adults to ride them, it is a terrible, terrible inhumanity. It's bestial. It's absolutely inhumane. And I want it stopped immediately. The proper respect for such beautiful creatures. It's too bad the world wasn't inherited by horses instead of humans. He pulled plows, Indians and blacks, and were whipped on the back like a horse. If anybody should have feeling and empathy for horses, it should be we who have been Indian and black and have had a background of slavery. I think it's despicable. And for maintenance of this farm to go to and fro from the piggery of the livestock area on cases of need and at slow pace. I didn't know that we were running them for pleasure day and night. I can see pleasure worked out through some committee formula for a day of the week, but my God, this is insane. Just as the apes in the situation reversed. How would you feel if you were a horse treated in such a manner? They're the most beautiful creatures I think I've ever set eyes on earth. Just unfortunate they've not been able to use their intelligence with their magnitude. They somehow have not evolved the magnitude of their body, their quantum. It pains me that we would even have to discuss such a thing. Every time I move a joint, because that's where my healings, all the transmission of healing, I have to take the pain into my joints. If anybody need to ride a horse, I would. I wouldn't think of riding one of these horses. Too much for people that have been abused. They're so beautiful, they're so intelligent, they're so close to human. I pain when I see you jump in that. I don't know how you stand that back. But you sure don't need to add to it the vibrations of the bouncing of a horse living there and who are supervising it, who give good guidance in many areas, but anarchy when it comes to terms with these attendances in classes and going through the line. So it's the same warning. Warnings means public services. We'll give you an understanding. What is it? I'm coming up here, not by you, about language. It can't be. It can't be tolerated. It won't be. You people can't send and get your meal. You have to come and get your meal. Special medical pass as to why you're not getting your meal, personally. The slammer.
That's for
being raped.
That's true. They make it sound like, you know.
You have to do it in the States, and you can party, and you can drink, and you can go on and do your thing. But there's also other things that police see you, and you look like somebody else, and you're spread eagle against the wall. And so you run in, you get 2 5-year and the slammer. Here, what we're faced, you say you miss your daughter.
No.
Your sister. I have a daughter who's on board a plane arriving on Tuesday night amongst Grace, who's living with Walter Jones, Tim Stone, Stephen Katsaras, Anthony Katsaras, Jim Cobb, Mickey Touche, Wayne Pietla, the two Sinister Olivers, Bonnie Burnham, Mike Cartmell, Susan Cartmell, Diane Myrtle. Mike and Sue Ann don't live together. Suzanne is nothing more than a common whore. Myrtle, Tim Ritterman, who is a rightist fascist with the Examiner, Don Harris, another rightist with NBC, and someone of the same ilk from the Chronicle, Leo Ryan, who supported the Pinochet budget, the man who was murdered, who murdered Dr. Allende, the brave man who came out from his presidential headquarters and looked up for the first time he'd ever put a helmet on his head because he was a man of peace. But he decided he would not take their terms. They said, surrender the presidential office and we will give you safe conduct out of the country. He said, the people elected me to this office and the people will remove me. And they killed him in most cruel fashion. Here comes this man into our community and we face them coming in secretly, some of them coming in that we know on plane, commercial plane, which will be easier to handle. But some coming in secretly, some may be coming in at night. Everyone needs to be where they belong, day or night, because these are serious people. This is the kind of conversation they say. They have turned so bad that they say, we are communist, we are degenerate, we are against Christ, and if we have to kill some of them and even some of the children, it's worthwhile to save some other children. Makes no difference how many we have to kill, we will kill to destroy. And if it provokes them to kill each other, we will do that. They come here with that full knowledge. How do I know? Because I have a very reliable person inside, infiltrated, doing heavy work, married to a loved one here, who said that had to go and tell a long story that I was supposed to have had a relation with his loved one, and to convince them, which I'd never had a relationship with his loved one, and had to work tediously for days and weeks to convince them. These people intend to do anything possible to destroy. Fortunately, we know most of their plans. They don't have what they need to destroy it. But you people, you have the audacity to stand here and tell me you miss your relatives. And I saved that daughter. It took $20,000 the first time I saved her. And she stands up and talks about murdering me and murdering her own mother and brothers. Murdering whoever they have to murder to save whoever they can save. I'm a capitalist, she said, and I'm proud of it. I'm looking after me. Jim Jones always looked after it himself. Nobody with a right mind would ever say Jim Jones looked after it himself. I've burned myself out. They've convinced themselves of a lie. They're filled with hate. They say, I initiate people here. Every male I have to screw and every female I screw. And that we cut up people, kill them, bury them, and eat them. They tell all kinds of vicious lies. Anything that fits the purpose. Babies have been burned alive. They don't mind telling any kind of lie, and they feast on lies. Each one of them feasting on lies. They spend every wasted moment, every moment they're not at a job, talking about us, obsessed by us. We are their devil. They have to have something to keep them going because their life is so empty. And they would kill any one of you without a moment's hesitation. I know because I have infiltration. I am much wiser than you think I am. Not only am I a discerner, but I'm also a very good person in intelligence. And I've got intelligence right in the middle of them. Otherwise, we would be up to grave dangers. It's going to be difficult enough. But we're going to get some of these people stopped for one-day visa. International law allows, unfortunately, in Guyana, people to land who do not have a criminal record. So that means they have a one-day visa. That doesn't mean they'll get here. But this criminal, Brian, is a supporter of Pinochet. Criminal fascist Pinochet, who murdered over 2 million Chileans, who was responsible for babies being dangled outside of 17-floor windows and dropped to try to get mothers to confess. These people once walked with us and have turned so much against us that they now are keeping company with fascists and take pride. Whatever my daughter's name was, and no different than the rest, they all brag now, we're capitalists. Communism doesn't work. That's what they say. Oh, they're all in it. We label what we do, our intelligence gives. They're in the meetings, but we want to name the ones that are coming in here Tuesday night. We know our people will be waiting on them to point them out to immigration so that they can be labeled for one-day visas. But these are murderers. Say, if we kill, that's all right. If we destroy the place, that's the important thing. It's a communist camp, a red spot on the South American continent that needs to be destroyed. You don't recognize your relatives.
That's right.
You don't recognize them. I don't know my daughter anymore. I don't know a daughter that talks like this. She's no daughter of mine. Now, would I hesitate one moment if she crosses this hill with a gun to blow her brains apart like a piece of cabbage? I've heard too much. I haven't heard just one intelligence report. I've heard day after day and hour after hour how I force men with women and women with men, and no one can make a choice of who they want, and that I have to initiate every man. I'd have to be Superman. I have to have intercourse with every male and intercourse with every female. It's absurd. We force intercourse between children. These people are maniacs. I haven't even started. I don't even want to get on to all their dirt. I don't want to hate. I'm trying to build a community of love, but we're forced to defend ourselves and be on guard because these people have said, they have said, every one of them, if we kill some of our relatives, fine. If we save one, that's well. Save them back to America, to bring them back to America, the best country in the world. The best country in the world that's napalming Zambia this afternoon. It's wiping out communities in Zambia and Mozambique every goddamn day. And these people who heard communism taught from my breath and my sweat and my blood 4 and 5 hours every service are now saying that America is the best place on earth, when it's responsible for all the terror against black people and poor people all around the world. No, they didn't mind at all. I've heard a plenty. I've got records that would fill a book, because our infiltrator is very accurate. Doesn't trust memory. He writes things down and takes it first by tape recorder. You wouldn't believe the hate. They make up stories about what we are supposed to do so that they can justify what they will do. We're supposed to cut up babies, so when they come in here, they'll cut up babies. You don't know them. You better forget them all. You don't know. I haven't named the whole list. It's 177 of them. Practically every one of you here have one of your relatives in them. We got to worry about 40 of them, though. And if they enter this property illegally, they will not leave it alive. Points in each other. To get by with such an anarchistic statement. And there's more and more and more. I didn't open all this file. There's oodles of things here of your mouth.
I read a lot of stuff about this mafia.
Indeed, do you get any idea this is like a mafia?
Is it
mafia
true, Willie?
Mafia kill people every day. Who's touched here?
They wrote it up.
Put $20,000 out to save a little girl from being a prostitute on the street, and now she talks about killing me, her mother, and all of her brothers. How do you think I feel? All the $20,000 that I could have helped you, we'd have had more abundant food, and all the times I worry that we, until the day we can get to the place where we can have everybody eats enough, but it isn't what I want. We're not mineral deficient, but it isn't what I want. And to think of all the money that was put into her by her mother and me, a selfish little girl who never would hardly speak to anybody through the entire church during her entire term of being in people's temple. She walked by us like we were a piece of shit. These vicious fascists were educated out of our pockets.
The thing that
I have you asked, how many times do you have to have my power lifted from you and be sick unto death? You've been sick this week unto death. Why is it you constantly are trying to get back to that sin city? In a paralyzed man, hopelessly invalid the rest of your life. You've been down once this week, and I prophesied and I sent the warning before, and I told you before when I mentioned the path what was going to happen, and now it's happened, and you're up here. I'm sick and tired of you looking back at what you give up.
Where's Tony Linton to?
People aside and talk to them about finding paths out of here, ways out of here, to get and passports, and where his passports might be hidden.
I want to tell you.
And if I place my judgment on you, man, you won't be walking. You won't be worried where you're going. You'll be in the hospital bed. Hear me. I warned you once and down you went. Warned you twice and down you went. The next time, you may not get up. I'm sick and tired of you, a public service official, working over young people that are supposed to be you supervising them, and trying to find ways out of here.
There's what?
My domicile, because I know that'd be the first place they'd come to look.
Okay.
Up on the at the hospital. How much longer do you think it's going to be before they round up blacks in concentration camps? Merv Dimerly went down to defeat by a sounding blow. Every black was wiped out. Senator Brooks, what's the matter with you, moron? You are black the last time I looked at you. What do you think is going to happen to black America when the leaders of black America are being put in jail? Congressman Diggs not convicted on one count of felony, but 29 counts of felony, even though the people of Detroit, which are majority black, still loved him, still supported him. He's got to spend at least 5 years in jail and won't be able to serve that term in Congress. What is the matter with you? Do you think you're more powerful than Congressman Diggs, who owns funeral parlors, restaurants, and all kinds of business? He couldn't defeat the system. What kind of idiot are you? Do you think you're white?
No, Father, I'm a black man.
Well, what the hell do you think?
I'm black.
You think you've made it and you're willing to look at it?
Anybody that talks to go back to that pigsty? Anybody wants to go back there and pay taxes? Every check you drew from that hospital, a portion of it was taken out to drop jelly bombs on our black babies over in Africa. How'd you feel about that?
I didn't like that. It's not right.
Well, why do you want to go back?
The only thing that I was talking about.
Some of you are morons. You think you're more important than Congressman Diggs. Senator Brooks, with all of his wealth, they beat him soundly, a right-wing white racist beat him to the, and he had a powerful political base, and they defeated him because they accused him of telling a lie in a domestic divorce. Whoever heard of anybody being charged with a crime for telling a lie in a domestic divorce? Any white man? No. They did it on a black man, and he's never stood up for anything. You've been over here in a communist community. What the hell do you think they're going to do with you? They're going to grill you, twist your arm, make a stoolie out of you, and then if you, when they finish with you, kill you. too much. You're an idiot. That's what I got to say for you people. I'm tired of this psychological bullshit. You're an idiot. Don't tell me you know you're black. Don't tell me you know you're black when Merv Dimerly, who had the best base, had the best political organization of any politician in the entire United States, was beaten 2-1. Race beat Merv Dimerly. A racist is sitting in his seat now. Goddamn dreamers.
Father,
tired of you people dreaming me. I've lost 21 pounds in 2 weeks because of you assholes.
Go ahead.
I'm tired of it. I'm going to take to turning my judgment on you. I'm not much to do that. I usually take it upon myself. But if I turn my judgment for 5 seconds on you, they'll have to carry you tonight down to SCU. I can lay you on that floor, man. You don't know who you're dealing with.
I just let...
Didn't I tell her? I said, leave, woman. Your judgment's upon you. You're going to have to go to the hospital. Didn't I tell her? That's where she is, because I lifted my protection. I'm not just a man. You're a fool. Seen me raise the dead, seen me stop those that were blind and open their eyes, seen them crippled and couldn't move their limbs and suddenly made whole, seen them pass cancer after cancer, seen the dead raised. What kind of idiot are you? Why do you keep playing with that which men call God and we call socialism incarnate? I'm a liberator, I'm a savior, and I'm also powerful. Saying to you, the next thing will be my spirit. I've said all I'm saying. I will address this subject no more. My spirit will speak from now on. My universal presence that's here, there, and everywhere, that's in my house and is in your body and is in your home while you sleep. I'm here, there is no space that I am not present. That I fill all space, occupy all time. You've forgotten who I am. You people are out here sitting worried I'm going to die. I'm very much alive. I have no beginning. I have no beginning, and I have no ending. Gossiping in the little corners and in the SCU and under this little corner and that corner. Father is so tired. Father is so sick. I have no sickness in me. I'm as able as I ever was, as young as I ever was, and as powerful as I shall always remain the same. Esteemed.
I would
serve him. Way out through any path. See if you can make it to any railway. See if you can get to any passport. Try. I dare you to try. You don't know who you're talking to. Just because I don't use the language of the church, I am that which they call God. And I wouldn't have lost the 21 pounds if I hadn't wanted to. So just settle down. Settle your minds. You're not killing me.
Right.
I will see you in the grave, many of you. In the physical, if you get me to operate on all dimensions, I'll wipe out some of you just like that.
Thank you, Dad.
Spirit. You hear that, you better take care. Abilities and potentialities, yes, to the sawmill. It can be a source of new life and greater opportunity and all of the good facilities, food, comforts, and otherwise to you. It has immense possibilities, so I'm informed. Shift and tell your neighbor the gratitude you should remember.
But Gene shaking him.
Frequently forgotten. I am the ending. and the beginning. As it dates for faith, Paul Robeson, in that some people cannot still remember who they are and think they're white. I still remember Paul Robeson, who could not stand 1 hour, 1 year of America in Philadelphia. He lost his mind and died after being in the freedom of the Soviet Union. Let's listen to him sing about Joe Hill, who could have saved his life but didn't. He didn't have to do it, but he did.